May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In the four gospel accounts, the word fear is used a number of times. And it's the same word, though it seems to be used to express different things. Think about fear. And if you remember, the initial response, the initial sin, the original sin after the fall was fear. When Adam and Eve fell, they were in fear. They sewed fig leaves because they were afraid to look at each other. They hid behind trees because they were afraid of God. There was fear directed towards men. There was fear directed towards God, but not a healthy fear. Fear is all about control. Whenever something happens or you think something's happened and you're not in control or you don't feel like you're in control, the emotion that comes is fear. Because if you really believe you're in control of the situation, that you're in control of it, there's no fear because you're in control of the outcome. But when you're not sure of the outcome, if you're not sure what's going on, you're not sure what's going to happen, fear comes in. And in these stories, you have these amazing emotions going on. One was about the guards. It says that when there was this great earthquake, and when they saw him, that was certainly something unexpected that they had absolutely no control over. They were responsible for keeping him from being, his body from being stolen. Remember the stone rolled in front of the tomb? It was sealed. They had a large group of guards there, and their job was to make sure no Jewish person, no disciple, went in and stole the body and then went out and told everybody he was risen, because that would cause a lot of problems. But all of a sudden, he appears. The stone is rolled away. He appears, and it says, they saw him, and in fear, they fell down like dead men. Unholy fear, unsanctified fear, is when things happen that we don't understand, that we don't have control over, we're not sure what's going on around us. Fear is a very, very, very self-centered thing. It's all about what's going to happen to me, what's going on around me. They were paralyzed. They were incapacitated. And I can assure you, at some point later during the day or whatever point it was, when they finally got up off the ground, they were full of anger too and confusion, because they knew they had failed. It was somehow their fault. What was going to happen? They might be blamed, the whole deal. But it says about the women on several different occasions that they were afraid too. One of them says they were terrified. But on several places, and you see this a lot in Scripture, but the angel said to them what? Do not be afraid. And yet, after saying that, it says they left with fear and joy. In the Mark passage, they said they left trembling and astonished, marveling. Now that's much different than incapacitated, paralyzed, confused, and angry. Now, they had a sense that they too weren't in control. This was bigger than them. And when the angel spoke to them to not be afraid, it wasn't that they stopped being afraid, but it's that their fear was transcended. It was redeemed. It was transformed into the fear of the Lord. Because the Scripture talks about the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. That's holy fear. Now, the fear of the Lord also is dealing with the fact that I'm not in control. There's something going on here bigger than me. I'm not sure what's going on, and I'm not sure what's going to happen. But I'm filled with wonder because I know the one who is in control is so good and so big. And I know never things are not going to be the same again. And it's okay that I'm not in control. It's a fear. See, I don't like roller coasters. The list, we could go on forever. I don't care what they say. I'm not sure that roller coaster is going to stay in that track, and heights are not my favorite thing. But people who love roller coasters, they're convinced that they're not going to fall off. it's not going to come off the track. But they're just filled with the wonder. There's fear, but there's also wonder and joy and amazement at the thrill of what's going to happen. That's the fear of the Lord. It's filled with awe. It also is filled with the sense that, again, I'm not in control. But it believes. It says about John, he went in and he saw and believed. The fear of the Lord is full of belief that someone is in control. And I can't wait to see what's going to happen. I can't wait to see what's going to go on. It's not about me anymore. I'm not in control of everything anymore. I'm sort of jerked out of self-centeredness. And I can't wait to see what this guy's going to do. And resurrection's at the heart of it. If he conquered death, and he's in control, then the fear that I carry is the fear of the Lord that says, I'm astonished. I'm amazed. I live in wonder and joy of what might happen. He didn't have to tell me what's going to happen. I'm not sure what's coming next, but it's going to be amazing. That's the difference. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.